Well, we should point out, in the early 2000s, George Kaiser, in a four-page list of foundation priorities, includes this: my emphasis is on creating attractive outdoor gathering spots along the river. There it is, right there in that short sentence.
Mm-hmm.
We have 66.5 acres along the east side of the Arkansas River. When phase two is completed, the park will occupy 100 acres. In 2009 is when you purchased, as you were talking about, Legacy Apartments and Blair Mansion. 2010, the request for qualification for Park Master Plan. July 2011, Michael von Valkenburg Associates were hired. That was a major process, wasn't it?
It was unreal. The Warren Foundation had started with a project in 2004 or 5, the Channels Project. And it really, to be honest with you, got Tolson's thinking about river development. That was really the first look. They were real serious, and they really wanted a community-defining project that would bring Tulsa into the future. Bing Tom was a part of that team, and he was a master planner, landscape architect.
Who, Tom?
Bing Tom.
Okay.
He came to Tulsa many times. He concepted the Channels Project. After the Channels Project changed, and in 2007 we had a giant river vote, the donors all came together and they were looking at these development nodes up and down the river. So it was kind of derivative of the Channels Project. Bing and SWA out of Sausalito, California, another landscape firm, were co-working together to develop these nodes every mile up and down the river. Based on our street grid, it's kind of natural to plan projects that are just right at the end of those, you know, as they intersect with the river. So that planning process happened, and we were looking at a big private match to publicly raised money with this river vote in 2007, and it failed. I think that shook everyone to the core, because it was really a large, hundreds of millions of dollar match from the philanthropic community. Chester Caggio had been chairman of River Parks Authority. He was chairman of the board of the Quick Trip Corporation. Chet was the president. It was kind of a transition time, and Quick Trip wanted to honor Chester. So Quick Trip Park, what everyone kind of affectionately calls Quick Trip Park, some of the leftover money from the campaign for the river vote was used with some Quick Trip money to build that first node there at 41st Street.
And Riverside,
and
right.
Riverside. You know, Chester and Chet really believe in the river, and I can remember attending the grand opening to that and Chet talking about, this is the front porch for Tulsans with the river, and that River Parks was a really important place for Tulsans. People come to recreate there, whether they come to run or they come to picnic. In my mind, it resonated with me about the importance of river parks. That was also in my mind when we started the planning for this park. This was the first large space along the banks of the river that people could congregate and be. That was really important for us to have that connection with the river.
Here we are in 2018. We're talking about things happened in 2010, 11. The public learns of the plans to build the gathering place in 2012. First public meeting to receive public input, March 2012. That had to be an interesting time because everybody had an opinion, right?
Oh, everyone has opinions. That's what makes Tulsa so great. We love our city. We want great things. The public engagement was some of the hardest periods, but it was incredibly rewarding. I mean, we had 1,400 plus unique individual ideas. There were thousands of ideas total, but when you consolidated them down, there were 14 individual unique ideas. We categorized them, we prioritized them, we put them in buckets, we analyzed them very hard and really folded in as many of them into the concept that we could possibly fit in. There was crazy ones like driving ranges or a football stadium that, of course, you can't do anything with. That wasn't part of what we wanted this park to be. But like the yoga lawn or access to the river's edge where we've got those lower trails, those are all things that people wanted. And so those were things that we really made sure we could deliver on.
That's great to know that the public had that kind of input and you took action on it.